Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Luke chapter 2 today, verses 51 and 52. Luke chapter 2, verses 51 and 52. And he, this is Jesus, went down with them, that's Mary and Joseph, and he came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. I'm going to read it to you again. This is where we're going to get our challenge from today. And Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Folks, there's a lot again here. First off, if you weren't with us yesterday, let me catch you up. Mary and Joseph had gone to the Passover in Jerusalem. As they headed back home to Nazareth, they realized Jesus wasn't with them. They go back and they're looking for him. They're kind of exasperated. They said, "Why have you done this to us? Why didn't you come back with us? Why'd you just stick around here?" They found him in the temple teaching, and he said, "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" And they didn't understand what was going on. And so then Jesus goes down with them and he goes to Nazareth, and he submits himself to them. He submits himself to his parents because that was what God said to do, and he obeyed his parents in doing so. And then again, Mary treasures these things in her heart. If you notice how that phrase keeps being brought out, Mary ponders these things, she treasures these things. Mary is continuing to process the depth of all that's going on with this child. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Again, we see Jesus growing in wisdom. By the way, knowledge is knowing stuff. Wisdom is knowing how to apply and when to apply it. Let me say that to you again. Knowledge is knowing things, but wisdom is knowing when and how to apply the knowledge. Just because you have knowledge doesn't mean you have wisdom. There's a big difference. There are people that are smart in the fact that they know things, but they're dumb in the fact they don't know how to apply that knowledge. Wisdom is knowing how to apply it. But both Mary and Joseph and Jesus, we're learning. Do you see that? Jesus is learning. He's growing, and he's growing in favor and stature with God and man. That's what I want to do today. I want to kind of give you a simple challenge, share a couple of scriptures with you along this way. I'm going to put it to you this way. Take it easy on each other as you try to follow God. As you try to gain knowledge, sometimes we try to prove that we know more than somebody else. No. Grow with wisdom is what we want to grow in. We don't want to just grow in knowledge. We want to grow in wisdom. So I'm going to say it again. Take it easy on each other as you try to follow God. If Mary is still trying to figure things out and she hasn't got it all figured out, neither do you or I. And the Bible is very, very clear. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 25 and 26, it says, "If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another or envying one another." As we learn to walk in the Spirit, we're going to actually grow in favor with God and with man. There's a lot of people that, as they think they're growing spiritually, they become judgmental, legalistic, holier than thou, if you will. No, don't become one of those people. As you grow in knowledge, grow in wisdom. Because as you grow in wisdom, you'll grow in favor with God and man. As we walk in the Spirit, we won't be treating each other harshly. In Ephesians chapter 5, listen to verses 15 through 21. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And don't get drunk with wine, for that's debauchery, but be filled or under the control of the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in the Lord, melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ." Did you catch that? Again, when he said, God's will is that you be filled or under the control of the Spirit, and when you are, it'll affect how you treat each other, how you love one another, as you submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. If you remember, the evidence of the Spirit is not, I know more than you, or I know more Bible verses than you. The evidence of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, self-control. Folks, Mary was learning and Jesus was learning. And when you grow in wisdom, you'll grow in favor with God and man. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.